It ain't wrong to feel so strong when you think you got it going on. Life has a way of making you pay to the club where we all belong. Now you're free to believe that the good life is guaranteed. But watch your step, cause it's a safe bet. You're gonna end up on your knees. You're gonna get
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, America, bend over, you're going to get a spanking. America, bend over, you're going to get a spanking. Yes, the truth of the matter is, America has walked away from God, and therefore America needs a spanking. Yes, we have turned our back on Jesus, and we have done our own wicked things. We have went our own wicked ways. We have pursued our own lust. And so, yes, America needs a spanking. We need a spanking really bad. Not only America needs a spanking, our churches need a spanking. Our religious institutions need a spanking, our government institutions need a spanking, and our educational institutions need a spanking. The truth of the matter is, we all need spankings. I don't know. I know there's a lot of controversial subject today about spankings. Some people agree and think that we should spank children, and others say they don't. But the truth of the matter is, back in the old days, before the controversial subject came up, people used to spank their children. And I remember growing up, my dad used to take this big belt, this big leather belt. He used to take it off his waist and he would snap it 3 times. Snap, snap. And he would snap that belt and he'd say, "Bend over, son. You're going to get a spanking. You're going to get a spanking." Well, today's text is in Jeremiah 13. We're going to be talking about the linen belt and what the analogy that God used in the linen belt in Jeremiah 13. In Jeremiah 13, 1, this is what the Lord said to me. "Go and buy a linen belt and put it around your waist but do not let it touch the water. So I bought the belt, as the Lord directed, and put it around my waist. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time, take the belt that you bought and are wearing around your waist, and go now to Parath, and hide it there in a crevice of a rock. So I went and hid it in Parath, as the Lord told me. Many days later, the Lord said to me, go now to Parath and get the belt I told you to hide there. So I went to Parath, and I dug up the belt and took it from the place where I had hidden it. But now it was ruined and completely useless. Then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord says. In the same way, I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. These wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who follow the stubbornness of their hearts and go after the gods and serve and worship them, will be like this belt, completely useless. For as a belt is bound around a man's waist, so I will bound the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to me, declares the Lord, to be my people for my renown and praise and honor, but they have not listened. You know, in all, basically, in this whole verse, there's a lot of different ways to look at the verse. Yes, the belt back in the old days was a linen girdle. It was a linen girdle. It was a leather girdle that they would put around their loins. But there's a lot of different symbolisms of this. You know, one thing that the belt represented was the belt was solid leather. It was a solid leather belt at the same way that the belt was unbreakable. The belt was unbreakable, just like God's people at that time thought they were so prideful and they thought they were unbreakable. And here and today, God was using the analogy of this leather belt. He was saying the belt is what holds up your pants. Come on, somebody. The belt is surrounding, the belt that I have, it surrounds you. It holds you up. God is saying the leather belt holds you up. This linen, applying the inner garment next to the skin. But the belt expressed close intimacy wherewith Jehovah had joined Israel and Judah. The belt was a covering. It was a covering, but it was leather. Come on, somebody. God said, you know what? Take this leather belt, but do not put it in water. You know, there's a lot of different representation. The water could represent the filth of the people at that time, very filthy. But one thing we do know about leather is that water destroys it. Water will destroy weather. Leather is a very, very strong substance, leather is, and water can destroy leather. And God was saying, take this leather belt, take it off, and I want you to take this leather belt, because this leather belt represents this nation of Israel, strong nation of Israel. This leather belt represents something solid and strong, but he says, go hide it into the crevice of a rock. And he said, but don't touch it with water. Signifies the moral filth of the people, like the literal filth of the garment worn constantly next to the skin without being washed in Jeremiah 13:10. So what we have is a leather belt, and God saying, you know what? Bend over, I'm going to spank you. Yes, bend over, you're going to get a spanking. The truth of the matter is, we all need spankings. We all need spankings. And God says, take that leather belt off and I'm going to spank you. Take that leather belt off and you're going to get a spanking, America. I don't know about you today, but I think people need spankings in this society. And I hope you understand that that spankings used in the right way was very good. And I believe this analogy could be used as the leather belt was to spank. Do you want a spanking today? Come on, somebody. America needs spankings. The church needs to be spanked. The truth of the matter is, you haven't gotten a spanking in a long time. I know you're saying you're getting spoiled rotten. You're a spoiled rotten nation, and you need to be spanked. Yes, the truth of the matter is, you need to be spanked. Yes, you need to be spanked. The truth of the matter is, we all need a spanking once in a while, and God was saying, take that belt off, because I'm going to spank you. So he told Jeremiah, he said, go take that belt, and he says, go hide it in the rock, but he says, don't put it in water, because he knows that water will destroy leather, but he says, go hide it in the crevice. And the truth of the matter is, if you would leave leather outside for a long time, it shouldn't be destroyed. It shouldn't be destroyed. It shouldn't be destroyed. So he went to Perath. He went to Perath, and some people say that, and he put it in the hole of the rock. Now Perath was near the Euphrates. In order to support the view of Jeremiah's act was outward. Perath here is Ephrathah, the original name of Bethlehem, 6 miles south of Jerusalem. A journey easy to be made by Jeremiah. And the non-addition of the word river, which usually precedes Perath, when meaning Euphrates, favored this view. And we know that the Euphrates is near Babylon. So God was trying to warn the Israelites, if you don't wake up, you're going to find yourself in the Babylonian captivity. You're going to be finding yourself in the Babylonian captivity. And God was saying, bend over. You're going to get a spanking, because I don't want you guys to go in captivity. Come on, I want you to wake up. You've been your pride. You've been turning away from me. You've just been a prideful nation. You're going to get spanked. Yes, the truth of the matter is, we all need spankings once in a while. Yes, we all need that belt, that leather belt around our behind. Yes. But the hole, so I went and hid the Perath as in a crevice or in a hole. You know, that hole is could typically represent the kind of prisons in which Jews were confined in. They were confined down into a hole. In this verse, in Jeremiah 13, we have a lot of symbolism going on here. But the truth of the matter is, Jerusalem became prideful. And the rock, some well-known rock, a sterile region, such as was that which the Jews were led away in Isaiah 7:19. The truth of the matter is, America, you have turned your way from God. You have been prideful. You are no different than Israel in this day. And the truth of the matter is, you need a spanking. The truth of the matter is, you need to be spanked. Yes, you need a spanking. And I don't know about you today, but I pray that God will spank you, because you need a spanking today. So after many days, he hid this girdle, this belt, this linen girdle. After many days, he hid it in a rock, and time enough was given for the girdle to become unfit for you. So we don't know how long. We don't know how long a time, but in course of time, the Jews became corrupt by the heathen idolatries around, so as to cease to be witnesses of Jehovah. They must therefore be cast away as the marred of spoiled girdles. Yes, the truth of the matter is, you need a spanking. The people of Israel has been to God as their girdle in two respects. He had taken them into a covenant and communion with himself, as the girdle cleaves very close to the loins of a man and surrounds him, so have I caused to cleave to me the house of Israel and Judah. They were the people near to God in Psalms 148:14. They were his own, a peculiar people to him, a kingdom of priests that have access to him above other nations. He caused them to cleave to Him by the law He gave them. The prophets He sent among them, and the favors which He providence have showed them. He required their stated attendance in the courts of His house, and the frequent ratification of their covenant with Him by sacrifice. Thus they were made so as to cleave to Him that one would think they could never have been parted. He had herein designed His own honor. When He took them to be Him for His people, it was that they might be to Him for the name and for the praise and for the glory, as to the girdle is an ornament to a man, and particularly the curious girdle to the ephod was at the high priest for glory and beauty. Yes, the girdle also represented, symbolized a priesthood. A priesthood. It represented the priesthood. When someone wore this girdle, they were a chosen people. It was a sign of priesthood. You know, they used to wear the leather, the linen around them, as the way we wear our leather belts. But today, I'm here to tell you, bend over, you're going to get a spanking. Bend over, you're going to get a spanking. Yes, the truth of the matter is, you are an evil society, America. The truth of the matter is, you have allowed a lot of corruption in your society. The truth of the matter is, you have allowed a lot of worldliness in your church. You have allowed a lot of corruption in your public schools. You have taken Jesus out of your public schools. You have taken Jesus out of every place in the society. So, just like the linen belt in Jeremiah 13, bend over, it's time to get a spanking. The truth of the matter is, you need to be spanked. Yes, America, drop your pants, it's time to get a spanking. Drop your pants, it's time to get a spanking. No, those whom God takes to be to Him for the people, He intends to be to Him for the praise. It is their duty to honor Him by observing His institutions and aiming therein at His glory and thus adorning their profession. It is their happiness that He reckons Himself honor to them, and by them He is pleased with them and glories in His relationship to them. While they behave themselves as becomes His people, He was pleased to take it among the titles of His honor to be the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. 1 Chronicles 17:24. In vain do we pretend to be to God for a people if we be not to Him for a praise. The truth of the matter is, we have turned our backs on Jesus, and Jesus says it's time to get a spanking, America. You are about to get spanked. You are about to get spanked. Yes, you are about to get spanked. The truth of the matter is, God said the belt that is wrapped around your waist, is the analogy of me being wrapped around you. You see, America, God has wrapped Himself around America like a belt. He has tightened that belt. And now the analogy is, God is no longer wrapping Himself around. You see, God has taken the belt off. God has taken the belt off around America. And God say, no longer am I going to wrap Myself around you, but now I'm taking My belt off, and bend over, America. You're about to get spanked. The truth of the matter is, you are going to get a spanking. Yes. You deserve a spanking. I don't know how else to tell you this, but drop your pants. You're about to get spanked. Yes, the truth of the matter is, you're going to get spanked. God is very clear, He says. Then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord says. In the same way, I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the symbology is Judah and Jerusalem was like leather. Nothing could touch them. The only thing that touched them was the moral filth of the water. But they were supposed to be solid. And even though leather would stand outside, it would still remain the same. But the truth of the matter is, the leather was destroyed as a representation. Is that don't matter how strong you think you are, you can think you're as strong as leather. Come on, somebody. A lot of you folks out there think you're strong as leather. A lot of folks out there think you're strong, that you're unbreakable. I'm here to tell you your pride. God is going to humble you, and every knee shall bow one day before our mighty God. Every knee shall bow one day before our mighty God. Yes, the truth of the matter is one day God will spank us all. One day we will all get a spanking before we go to the next level of our life. Yes, we will either get a spanking here on earth, or we will get a spanking at judgment seat before God. Yes, you need to be spanked. You need to be spanked. We all need to be spanked. Yes, we all need to be spanked. The truth of the matter is today, Jeremiah, God's told Jeremiah to go and buy a linen belt and put it around your waist, but do not let it touch water. And he did. And he says, I want you to go to Parath and hide it in the crevice of the rocks. And he did. And then he said, and he dug up the belt. But God and Jeremiah was warning Israel of their pride, was warning them, if you don't turn from your wicked ways, you're going to go into the Babylonian captivity, in which they did, but God was trying to spank them before they went. Come on, somebody. Some of you have children. You tell them over and over again, don't do this. Don't do this. You tell them, don't go into drugs. Don't go into alcohol. Don't go to the bars. But they don't listen. They don't listen. Don't have sex outside of marriage. They don't listen. And so you go and you say, I really would like to spank you. But you can't spank them because our government doesn't allow people to spank their children today. But if you could spank them, they might have woken up. If you could have spanked them, they might have listened to you. If you could have spanked them, whether it's with a linen belt or with a leather belt, if you could have spanked them because of their pride, they didn't see, they didn't want to see. No, they were brainwashed by the mainstream television. They were brainwashed by everything. If you could have spanked them, they might have listened to you. They might have turned away. And then I believe Jeremiah, God was telling Jeremiah, take that belt off, because I'm about to spank Israel. Take that belt off. I was about to spank Jerusalem. I was about to spank Judah. Yes, America, drop your pants. You're about to get spanked. Well, may God have mercy on this nation. May God may have mercy on us. May God be gracious to us. Yes. Lord God, please have mercy upon us, Lord God. Please have mercy upon us, Lord God. Lord, I know that we all deserve spankings. We all deserve spankings, Lord God, but I pray for mercy. I pray for mercy. Lord God, we pray that you don't spank us too hard. Wrap that belt back around America. Wrap that belt back around our waist, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if our leather has been wetted down, Father God, heal us, protect us, and may God bless you. Amen.
It ain't wrong to feel so strong when you think you got it going on. Life has a way of making you pay to the club where we all belong. Now you're free to believe that the good life is guaranteed. But watch your step, cause it's a safe bet.
You're gonna end up on your knees.
You're gonna get high.